Bismillah, praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the creator of all the creations, the one who has no beginning and no ending, and the one whom exists without a place, without a shape or an image or a body, the one who has no similitude in any way, and the one who sent prophets and messengers to guide the people about the correct way of life and to teach them about the religion of Islam. All the prophets came with the same call, the same religion, Islam, but with different rules. Today we will talk about Prophet Muhammad, who is the messenger of Allah and the last of the prophets of Allah. May Allah raise his rank and protect his nation. The meaning of the second testification of faith, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, is that the messenger of Allah, Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the prophet of Allah and the slave of Allah to all mankind. And when a person embraces Islam, a non-Muslim who is accountable embraces Islam, he or she are obligated to leave the blasphemy and believe in the heart and say with the tongue that no one is God except Allah and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. In previous sessions, we explained no one is God except Allah, or no one deserves to be worshipped except Allah. It means that God is the only one who deserves godhood, the only one who deserves to be worshipped, and that he is attributed with attributes of perfection and is clear of all imperfection. And among the prophets and messengers that God sent is Prophet Muhammad. And thus the person has to believe in his prophethood and that he is the last of the prophets. So believing and testifying that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah means I declare and I believe and I submit in my heart that our master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah increase his rank and honor, is sent by Allah to all the creations of humans and jinn, and that he is truthful in all what he conveyed from Allah Ta'ala, so that humans and jinn believe in his Islamic laws, which Allah revealed to him. Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Furqan, verse 1, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا. This ayah means, the due glorification is to Allah, the one who revealed the Quran to his slave, Muhammad, peace be upon him, to warn the humans and the jinn. Now, we will mention the lineage of the Prophet and from which he came from, which tribe, where was he born, where did he die, and where was he buried. He is Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, the son of Abdul Muttalib, the son of Hashim, the son of Abdu Manaf from the tribe of Quraysh, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was born in Mecca in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. In the year, it was known as the year of the elephant, Al-Fil. It is the year where a man named Abraha tried to destroy Al-Kaaba mosque, and he was unsuccessful. Allah Ta'ala sent Prophet Muhammad as a prophet while he was in Mecca, and his age was 40 then, 40 years old. He immigrated to Medina 13 years after he received the revelation. He lived in Medina for 10 years, after which he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, died and was buried in Medina, in the room of Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha, may Allah raise her rank. That is, he was buried where he died, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he was born in Mecca, immigrated to Al-Madina, died in the city of Al-Madina, and was buried in Al-Madina. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, was truthful in everything he told about and conveyed from Allah. One has to believe that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is truthful in conveying everything Allah Ta'ala revealed to him. This includes whether it was from the news of the previous nations and prophets, the beginning of creation, what will happen in this life and the hereafter after death, or the lawful and unlawful, halal and haram, the lawful doings and the unlawful doings, the unlawful sayings of the slaves and the lawful sayings as well. Allah Ta'ala said in Surah An-Najm, verse 3 and 4, وَمَا يَنطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ, which means, the Prophet does not speak out of illusions. Rather, he speaks the revelation revealed to him. One must believe in Prophet Muhammad and that he is the last of the prophets and messengers of God, and that everything the Prophet told about is true. Among those are the torture in the grave and the enjoyment in the grave and the questioning of the two angels, Munkar and Nakir, also about the resurrection and the assembly and the day of judgment, the presentation of deeds and the reward and the punishment and the balance and hellfire and the bridge which people cross, and the basin, and the intercession, and paradise, all of these things that the Prophet told about, and about seeing Allah Ta'ala with the eye in the hereafter without Allah being in a place or in a direction, and about believing in the angels, and all the matters that the Prophet told about. We ask Allah to keep us steadfast on following the Prophet, peace be upon him, in the proper manner. And inshallah, we will explain these matters that we just mentioned, the grave, the torture in the grave, the life after death, the day of judgment, and the coming sessions. We ask Allah to keep us steadfast on Islam and to keep us true followers of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to forgive our sins and gather us with Prophet Muhammad and Prophet Jesus and all the prophets of Allah. Ameen. And as a reminder, for those who are non-Muslims, Islam is for everyone. You are invited and urged to correct your belief and admit and submit to Islam, to become a Muslim, that is, to obey God and to believe correctly in Allah, not to worship other than Allah, not to worship the sun or Jesus or Buddha or any of the creations of Allah, because they are all created. God is the only one who is the true creator and the true God, the one who created all the creations. And one must believe in all the prophets that God sent. So, for the person, in order to become a true believer, a true Muslim, one must believe in the heart and say with the tongue the following statement in order to become a Muslim. How does a person become a Muslim? By leaving the blasphemy and believing and saying with the tongue, no one is God except Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. That is, no one deserves to be worshipped except Allah, and Muhammad, peace be upon him, the last of the prophets, is the messenger of Allah. This includes believing in Jesus as the prophet of Allah, not part of God or not God himself or the Son of God. All those are blasphemous beliefs. And this also includes believing that God exists without a beginning. He does not need any of his creations. He is attributed with all perfect attributes and clear of all imperfection. This is the way to paradise. This is the religion of Islam, believing in God as one without partners and believing in Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who was born in Mecca and immigrated to Medina and died in Al-Medina, and who is the last of the prophets of Allah. And this is the message of all the prophets, that no one is God except Allah. And they all the prophets called the people to worship God, the creator of everyone and the one who does not resemble the creations. We ask Allah to keep us strongly steadfast on this faith and to gather us with the prophets in paradise and to save us from the torture of hellfire. Ameen. And Allah knows best.